Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I travel a lot. I'm on that unsecured Wi-Fi when I'm on the plane, when I'm at the airport, when I'm at the hotel. NordVPN.com/Fightful helps me stay safe and secure. And I can change my virtual location with just one click. So if I'm across the country, I can change my virtual location and get access to all the shows that I'm already paying for. But not just that. I can get pay-per-views much more affordably, a lot of content more affordably, with a wider array of content thanks to that ability to change my virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and it works on all my devices, whether it be a laptop, desktop, PC, router, TV. NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered, and we have you covered with a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of 4 months free. On top of that great service, the fastest VPN in the world, three great tiers, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp with a name, you know, although he's a bit of a different name now. Dropped a little bit of it. Allen V. Angels, but not anymore,
wait, I guess.
Not anymore?
What did you just call me?
I was queuing you up.
Sean, I'd like to think that we're friends, right?
Sure.
I think this is actually the first time we've met in person. So, hey, good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Angels, just angels. You saw my tweet, right?
I did see your tweet.
Yeah. Like Drake or Zendaya, but bigger.
Yes, you can't change it on Twitter yet, though. So is it official?
No, I can't change it on Twitter.
Because you'll lose your badge.
No, so you're one of those people that thinks that Twitter's real life then,
no,
right?
Not really.
That's what it sounds like.
Listen,
it's not official.
I've got Hive now.
I'm not officially just angels.
What is it? Is it Angels on Hive?
It's just Angels on
Hive.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There we go. That app is so slow. It is so slow, though.
So I don't want to bury the app, especially if they take over.
Yeah, exactly.
But right now, I'm not a huge fan of Hive, no.
You don't seem to be a huge fan of the Dark Order, either.
No, I'm not a huge fan of the Dark Order, and the only reason that I'm here taking pictures with them today...
At WrestleCade.
...is because I'm paid. And they're paying me very handsomely to take pictures with the Dark Order. I will say, however, we're not really taking pictures together.
Uh-huh.
It'll be Stu and Uno, the fan here, and then me right here flicking off the camera.
So
I refuse to do the hand sign.
As we filmed this last night, Preston Vance also hit the... You look at the smile on your face.
Yeah.
You're excited.
Yeah.
You're excited about this. Uno was heartbroken. I spoke to him earlier.
Yeah.
He's seated right next to you, and he's like, man, this is exceedingly awkward, the whole thing.
Yep.
And he goes, I understand why Angels feels the way that he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we mistreated him. He accepted responsibility.
Oh, he did.
He did.
That is shocking.
How does that make you feel to know that he accepted responsibility for that?
You know, it helps a little bit, I will admit. It makes me feel validated, I guess you could say. But at the same time, it's not like I'm going to forgive him. You know what I mean? He treated me like shit for 2 years.
Yes.
Almost. So you think I'm just going to forgive him like that? No, I would love to, personally, I would love to fight him. Like I said, today I'm here because I'm paid. If it were up to me, I wouldn't want to see his ugly face. He does have an ugly face under that mask, as we almost saw last night. That was probably my favorite part of the whole thing. They took his mask off to reveal that he is actually really ugly. And he does have a dumb bald head.
So, I mean, how are you feeling about the dissolution of Dark Order? Colt Cabana hasn't been around much.
Yeah.
You hit the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Preston returned. Stu is in and he's mainly out of AEW, yeah. but he popped up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they are a fraction of what they were.
Yeah. It makes me quite happy, I think. And to know that I'm now in probably the best group in
Violent
Impact.
By design, yeah.
Violent by Design. A faction that is far above the Dark Order, anything the Dark Order ever was, right? The Violent by Design is 10 times that. So I'm very happy, and I'm happy that they're leaving. Because from the beginning, the Dark Order was like an evil cult, right?
So,
are you a fan of evil cult? Sean Ross Sapp, are you
so
like
it's funny
into
you
evil
say
cults?
That, because Uno said about you joining Violent by Design, he goes, I don't know why anybody would join a cult like that.
Oh, he said
that's,
that.
That's what he said.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that they were always a fun social club.
You know, I need to address this right now, because I see on Twitter, which you're, like you said, Twitter is real life. Yeah, you're
it
a big
is.
Twitter
it's
mark.
Very, very real life.
That Violent by Design is just Dark Order Part 2. Mm-hmm. Which is completely not true.
It's Sanity Part 2. That was a joke.
If you keep up with
that
these stupid
joke.
Jokes,
that
this is the last interview you're going to do
joke.
Today, okay,
that
Sean?
That was a joke.
All right, buddy? Okay, so listen. We're our equals. Diener, Khan, myself, equals. EY, you know, he lost that match to Sammy. You know, he's not doing too hot right now. But me, Khan, and Diener, equals. Okay. Dark Order were never equals. That's never what we were about. There was a hierarchy in the Dark Order, yeah. whether Uno wants to admit it or not, and I was at the bottom of it. In all those guys' eyes, I was at the bottom of it, and I personally know.
You were below Sue.
According to the, in their eyes, yeah. I was.
And she ain't even
eyes,
a part of the group. She's in chaos.
Yeah, in my eyes, I'm the best one in that group.
Sure.
Okay? The best wrestler, the best talker, the best personality, the best everything, okay?
Fair.
But that should be the title
headline,
of this little, of your little dirt sheet, Sean.
What do you want specifically the title to be? One time I asked Hornswoggle, and he looked directly at Ethan Page, and he said, Ethan Page will never make it in the wrestling business. That's the headline.
I think I would like the headline of this to be Alan Angels is undoubtedly the best member of the former Dark Order.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I don't want you to put that in quotes. It's not Alan Angels says he
it
is.
Has to be as if.
Yeah, no, it's going to be Sean Ross Sapp yes. thinks
Sean
Alan
Ross
Angels
Sapp
is the best. Yeah.
It'll be Alan Angels.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Semicolon quote. Sean.
Actually,
Ross
sorry. Just Angels.
Okay.
It's just
sorry.
Angels. Make sure Correct. You make sure you get that right. Okay.
The last time I spoke to you on camera, you were talking about how you needed to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
You had an offer to hang around in AEW. You're like, I need to bet on myself. Need to see what's out there
mm-hmm.
on good terms with AEW,
mm-hmm.
but needed to bet on yourself. Now you're signed with Impact. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, it worked. You're there. You're
yep.
in Violent by Design.
Yeah.
That's working out really well for
mm-hmm.
you. It's got to feel good to know that you did roll the dice on yourself, especially early in your career.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's coming to fruition.
It does feel good. And I got to say, I feel like I was maybe a little bit of a different person when we had that interview.
Sure.
I think Humble Angels is gone, right? Yeah, I bet on myself. You know why I bet on myself, Sean?
Because you're good?
Because I'm that good, Sean.
You are very good.
I am very good. Yeah, say it again for everybody Twitter that
he's
thinks that I'm a
good.
Nobody, that thinks that I will never be anything. I want you to know, and I want you to tell them because they well, listen
I mean,
to you. All these Twitter listen. Marks, they listen to Sean Ross Sapp, right?
I wish they'd give me $5, please.
No. They want to listen to you. You know why? You're the voice
brilliant.
Of the internet.
I'm good.
The voice of Twitter. Sure. Yeah, you're great, Sean. You're great. You're great. Like I said, we're friends. We're friends, right?
Yeah.
That should be the headline of this.
We're friends.
Alan, Angels. Come on, bro. Oh. Messing up the camera.
Angels is going to beat him up. Uh-oh, here we go. He's about to steal the money in the bank. He's going to go to WWE and cash that in, too.
Angels, Sean Ross Sapp. Best friends.
Best friends. Okay.
So I'm switching this interview up on you now.
I've been doing a thing with the guests today here at WrestleCade. It's called Shooting Softly.
It's the opposite
of shooting hard.
Okay,
like, you know,
sure, yeah.
Like, you know, Simon Gotch buries Enzo Amore, he shoots hard.
Sure.
I'm going to ask you to say nice things about people.
About people.
Uh-huh. We'll start with an easy one.
Who, yeah?
Cody Deaner.
Works his ass off. One of the most underrated guys in Impact. It's one of the reasons.
One of the most in wrestling, period.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant
one of the reasons
mind.
That I'm in Violent by Design, because he was able to convince me, and I know it sounds all brainwashy, but it's not brainwashy, okay?
Like
no, it's not like a cult. He convinced me, and so far he's held up to his word, that this faction is going to run Impact,
okay.
We're going to hold championships, and we're going to be the biggest thing there. And Cody Deaner's a great guy. I love him. He's here somewhere. I'll find him.
Is he?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think he is.
And I'm going to find him, and I'm going to tell him how much I love him.
How about Gail Kim, instrumental person with
Gail
Impact?
Gail Kim is great. She was actually one of the first people to hit me up with Impact and asked me if I wanted to come to Las Vegas and do my first show, well, my second show with them.
She was like, I understand you're best friends with Sean Ross Sapp. I am a huge fan of Sean Ross Sapp.
That's kind of what happened. She texted me. She said, Sean Ross Sapp said that you're a great guy. And I said, well, yeah, he would say that.
She got me an interview with Nydia. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was like, is this really happening?
Is she still blind?
No, she's not.
No.
But we did talk about that. It was pretty cool.
Perfect.
Well, hey, let's go with this one. Jamie Noble. How about this?
Oh.
He just announced.
Love James Gibson.
That he was having his retirement match in December.
Oh, really?
Like on a WWE live event.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think of old Jamie Noble? I'm sure you haven't worked with him.
No, I have not, but I've watched a lot of his, especially his Ring of Honor stuff.
Oh, incredible.
James Gibson, he's great. Yeah.
Incredible run that he had.
Yeah.
Evil Uno.
You said nice things?
You gotta say nice things.
I don't really have anything to say then. Sorry.
He was raised right, I guess.
Here. Great eyelashes.
Great. You know what? It's so funny you say that.
You noticed.
Because I noticed when he was sitting here. I was like, man, this guy's got some lashes.
You can see it through the mask.
There are some women who would pay for those lashes.
Yeah, he has great eyelashes. I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say nice about him. If you don't want me to say anything mean, then I guess I'm done
Listen,
here.
Listen, one day that guy's going to get kidnapped. He's going to have his eyelids removed, and they're going to sell his lashes on the black market. They are some good lashes.
They are. They are really nice lashes.
Tell the people where they can find you on social media.
Well, like we said earlier, I can't change my name on Twitter because Twitter sucks now, I guess. But at @Alan_V_Angels.
Redacted
on
underscore V.
Exactly,
Angels.
Exactly. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Hive.
Yeah.
I have a few Fightful interviews with my good friend Sean Ross
Sapp. There you go. They're both very good, too, including this one.
Thank you.
Guys. Check them out. Impact Wrestling every Thursday night. Check out our post show as well. They're always putting you over. Always putting you over on the post show.
That's shocking because nobody really puts me over on the internet.
You are good. You are very good at what
you do. I know, Sean. You don't got to keep doing that.
I'm going to mute that out of there then. I'm going to be like, you are terrible. And it's just going to have you be like, I know, Sean.
You don't want to do that.
I know, Sean.
You will never be at another WrestleCade ever again. I will make sure.
You are the biggest Evil Uno fan ever. Sean?
Nope. If you do that, you know what? We're done here.
Guys, until next time. Well, he's already out. We're out.